In our first reading today from the prophet Malachi, the prophet Malachi warns the priests of the Old Testament, saying, "Listen, O priests, you have turned aside from the way and have caused many to falter by your instruction." In our own day as well, we see lots of priests leading people astray by their instruction and by their example, or their example, one of the two or both. And those priests and bishops and church leaders, if they do not repent, risk the fires of hell. We've seen great scandal in our own day, and it's been around for the last 2,000 years of the Catholic Church's history. Great scandal amongst different popes, bishops, and priests. And our world continues to be plagued by those examples in many situations. St. Paul, on the other hand, provides in our second reading today to the Thessalonians a great summation of his approach, and it should be our approach as well. St. Paul says this, "We were determined not only to share the gospel with you," so again, we have to be determined to share the gospel with other people, but he goes on, and he says, "but even our very selves." St. Paul again is saying, not only did we desire to share the gospel with you, which we did, but we also desired and shared our very selves with you. And I think in our own world, in our own culture today, in a special way, this is so much, it's critical that other people see our desire to lay down our lives for these other people that we are then hoping to preach the good news of the gospel to, right? So many different gospels and so forth are being preached. And a lot of times everyone in our world is, or at least some of in our communities in our world, are confused about which is the true gospel. And so I think, again, that particularly in our own day, I think it's important for us, or for them, to see us being, first of all, willing to lay down our lives for them. That is the first thing. That we won't have any credibility unless we first show other people in our community that we are willing to lay down our lives for them. And then only after they see that willingness and, in fact, are doing that for them, that we can then be able to preach the good news of the gospel to them. And so, again, I think St. Paul lays out the perfect path for the spreading of the good news of the gospel, otherwise called a fancy word, evangelization. He gives us the recipe for successful evangelization, not only 2,000 years ago, but also in 2023. And again, that is, first of all, laying down our lives for all of those who are in our community and our friends, and then preaching the good news of the gospel. So I think this morning, all of us here probably know three or four people who need to hear the good news of the gospel. And they're our friends, our neighbors, our people at work. All of us, I think, know four or five people who need the good news of the gospel. So may we think of those people and then go out today and, first of all, lay down our lives or show them that we're willing to lay down our lives to make sacrifices for them and then preach the good news of the gospel to them. I think that is and has always been the great recipe for success, for spreading the good news and the joy of the gospel.